Now, please open your books at page 180. Let's do the exercise together. Multiple choice questions. Choose the correct answers to the following questions. Comprehension. Why were passengers so relieved when the boulders disappeared?
为什么大石块消失的时候，车里面的乘客是那么的长松了一口气呢？
According to the text, we choose C.
那么根据课我们应该选择答案 C.
It seemed less likely that they would meet with disaster.
似乎遇到灾难的可能性不大了。注意这个句子结构，
It seemed less likely that
以及动词短语 meet with disaster. OK, 这都是相当优秀的表达方式。
Number two, when they reached the fissure, Bruce stopped the car because.
当他们到达那大裂缝的时候，布鲁斯把车停了下来。为什么？
We choose A. The passengers had begged him to do so. Right? Of course, I think you still remember the sentence. In response to renewed pleading, Bruce stopped.
Number three,
Bruce's reaction to the final episode shows.
那么最后一个小插曲，布鲁斯的反应说明了。
Which one? What kind of person he is?
他是一个什么样的人呢？
We choose A. He was not the sort of person to be perturbed by anything.
Okay, recite the key structure. 我要给大家把 A 选项的表达方式背熟。他显然不是那种受到任何事情就可以感到心烦意乱的人。不是那种遇到任何事情就心烦意乱的人。
So he was not the sort of person to be perturbed by anything.
Key structure number four.
He believed a car as fast as it could possibly go.
相信，我们采用表达方式无非是 believe somebody, believe something,
believe that, or believe in.
所以根据这里的四个选项，我们应该选择 dog.
Believe in driving a car.
Number five.
When the boulders suddenly disappeared, what relief it was.
在原文当中我们采用了 what relief it was. 那么显然是在 ABCD 四个选项当中，我们是应用感叹句来表达我们有多么的放松。 So how relieved we felt.
Got it.
What 引导感叹句，其主体词应该是名词，而 how 引导感叹句，其主体词应该是形容词。So, what relief? How relieved?
Number six. Bruce, when the car came to a grinding halt.
当你车咔嚓一声停下来的时候，布鲁斯是和同伴们正在水池的中间。
So we know Bruce was in the middle of chugging through it. Right? So we choose dog.
Number seven.
Bruce tearfully announced that the engine...
马达已经把汽油用光了。根据新概念二册的知识，我们应该选用表达方式 run out of。那么应该采用哪一种时态呢？这是我们考察句型结构的关键。
Announced 本身用的是一般过去式，
那么表示马达油被用光是在 announced 的动作之前，过去之过去，所以应该选择 boy
had run。
OK。
Vocabulary number eight.Glancing at his map, he informed us that the next village was 20 miles away.
A mere 相当于 only, 所以要替换 C.
Number 9. Where nothing could but clumps of trees.
那儿没有什么能够妨碍我们的进程，只是除了一丛丛的灌木丛而已。妨碍
hinder our progress.
Now, hinder means what?
Obstacle.
Number 10. When we plead, Bruce stopped. 当我们不断的恳求、反复的恳求的时候 ，renewed 相当于 repeated。那么这里显然用副词形式 ，so we choose C. Repeatedly. 而 A 选项 afresh means again.
Number 11. He said it's 15 miles.
距离这个村庄 ，so it's 15 miles to the village.
Number 12. Obstacle was a shallow pool of water half a mile.
那么这个宽达半英里的水池水塘。So, across or we use from side to side, 从一边到另一边 we to see. A 选项 side by side, 肩并肩。A B 选项 from top to bottom, 从头到尾 mean completely, okay? Up and down, you know that. Not so much for the exercise. Now, please open your books at page 182. Let's begin to study lesson 40. Who, who? 谁是谁真假难辨 Okay, read after me the words here. Hooks. Hooks. Deception. Deception. Self-respecting. Self-respecting. Indulge. Indulge. Pneumatic. Pneumatic. Drill. Drill. Silly. Silly.Advance, advance, archway, archway, remonstrate, remonstrate, ironically, ironically, permission, permission, grant, grant. Now let's learn how to use the first word, hooks. Hooks is noun.
In tennis, 骗局戏弄 In English,A trick, especially one which makes somebody believe something that is not true. We often use the word in the phrase play a hoax on somebody. It means to play a trick on somebody, or play a joke on somebody. Play a joke on somebody 指表示开门的玩笑，而 play a trick on somebody 或 play a hoax on somebody 表示戏弄某人。Okay, for example, the boy student is thinking.How to play a hoax on his classmate. Got it? Now next, deception. Deception, 名词欺骗骗局。那么这个词应该如何去应用呢？这个词的应用范围非常的广泛，指无关紧要的欺骗，并不是故意的欺骗别人。有时也指利己的不诚实行为 ,ok? For example, she referred to the pills as sweet, so the harmless deception made it easy for her child to take them. She referred to the pills as sweet, so the harmless deception made it easy for her child to take them. 她把这些药片说成是甜的，那么这无害的欺骗使得她的孩子吃这些药就变得很容易了。我们要注意 deception 和 deceit 这两词的最大的区别 D-E-C-E-I-T deceit 强调一个人对另一个人的故意欺骗这个时候我们应该用 deceit For example We are incapable of deceit 我们无论如何不能进行欺骗 We are incapable of deceit 同时给大家介绍另外的一个词汇 Fraud F-R-A-U-D那么这个主要是表示复杂的对于公众的欺骗行为着重指官方的欺骗或财政舞弊 Fraud OK 那 Trickery T-R-I-C-K-E-R-Y 语气上比 Deception 要严厉着重有步骤的轨迹来追求私利 For example He had gained control of the company by trickeryHe had gained control of the company by trickery. 那么他通过欺骗的手段来控制了这家公司。Next, indulge. Indulge 是沉迷于。It means allow oneself the pleasure of doing something. For example, 他沉迷于抽烟、喝酒。He indulged himself in smoking and drinking. 注意indulge oneself in 同时我们要把握住我们常用的结构形式 be indulged in so we can say he was indulged in smoking and drinking he was indulged in smoking and drinking indulge 第二个语义纵容 she indulges her only son she indulges her only son 她纵容她的唯一的儿子 OK, now next word Silly Silly
无意义的、无聊的。
What's the difference between silly and foolish?
那么它和 foolish 之间有什么区别呢？
Foolish 强调愚蠢的、笨的、不明智的。
For example, 我规劝他不要做这种愚蠢的事情。
那么这时候应该采用表达方式 foolish。
I remonstrated him not to do anything foolish.
Silly 表示无意义的、无聊的、极端无知的。
Got it? Being called silly is not a compliment.
Being called silly is not a compliment.
被称为呆子可不是恭维的词汇。
Don't play such a silly hoax.
不要开这种无聊的玩笑。
Next, furthermore, I want to say, stupid, and this word is quite familiar to you.
Stupid, 强调人及言行缺乏良好的判断力及一般的智能，而主要是天生的迟钝。
So his son is as stupid as all.
His son is as stupid as all. 他的儿子特别的迟钝 ,OK?
那么表示无意义的、无聊的，我们还要练习一个词汇 dull,
D-U-L-L, 那么只理解迟钝，或者是健康状况不佳、工作过度而导致的缺乏敏锐的头脑。
For example, the old man's hearing has become dull, the old man's hearing has become dull.
这位老人的听力已经变得相当的迟钝了。如果用来修饰人的时候，she's a dull girl, she's a dull girl, 那么 dull 所表达的含义表示他这个人很呆 ,OK?
Next, advance,
预先、事先获得的。既是形容词也是一个名词。我们常用于预先获得的信息 ,advance information, 那么表示提前 ,in advance,
got it.
Remonstrate, 规劝、告诫。非常正式的一个用词，规劝某人做某事 ,remonstrate somebody to do something. 那 permission, 许可 ,permit 的名词形式，请求许可 ,ask somebody for permission, 准予许可 ,give somebody permission, or grant somebody permission. Got it? Now I study the text. Lesson 40 is quite easy, so,you should only catch some wonderful key structures. That's enough. It has never been explained why university students seem to enjoy practical jokes more than anyone else. This is the first sentence for you to recite.
这是我要求同学们背诵的第一个语句。
It has never been explained 从古到今 right? 那么自始至终实验不能够解释，这就是采用现在完成时的一个含义。Why university students seem to enjoy practical jokes more than anyone else?
那么大学生们为什么比任何人都更喜欢恶作剧呢？
Now please translate a sentence. 谁也不能够解释为什么他似乎更愿意做这项活动。It has never been explained why he seems to enjoy doing it.
Now let's go.
Students specialize in a particular type of practical joke, the hoax. Specialize in,
专门研究。
So, for example, he specialized in biology after graduation. He specialized in biology after graduation.
那么自从毕业以后呢，他就一直专门研究生物学。
Students specialize in a particular type of practical joke, the hoax.
那么大学生们专门研究一种特殊的恶作剧，戏弄人。
Inviting the fire brigade to put out a non-existent fire is a crude form of deception, which no self-respecting student would ever indulge in.
Okay.This is the second sentence for you to recite. 这是同学们要背诵的第二个语句。
Inviting, 动名词形式所引导的短语做主语。Inviting the fire brigade to put out a non-existent fire. OK， 邀请消防队来扑灭那不存在的火，不存在的 non-existent is a crude form of deception， 那么是一种低级的骗局， which no self-respecting student would ever indulge in， which 指代的是 the crude form of deception， 那么这是任何一个有自尊心的大学生绝不会去做的事情。Students often create amusing situations. 那么大学生们经常创造一些可笑的局面 which are funny to everyone except the victims. 而这种可笑的局面对于任何人来讲都是很可笑的，除了这个受害人而外 except the victims or but the victims. When a student recently saw two workmen using a pneumatic drill outside his university. 看到两个人正在用气钻在外面打孔走 So, workmen using a pneumatic drill. He immediately telephoned the police and informed them that two students dressed up as workmen were tearing up the road with pneumatic drill. You know,Please recite the sentence. Two students dressed up as workmen were tearing up the road. Dressed up as workmen. 形容词短语修饰 two students. 化妆成为工人的两名学生正在用气钻来混坏路面。Tear up means destroy, destroying the road. As soon as he had hung up, hung up, 挂断电话。So as soon as he had put the receiver back, he went over to the workmen and told them that if a policeman ordered them to go away, 一挂断电话马上来到了两名工人那儿，告诉他们说如果警察命令他们走人的话 they were not to take him seriously. They were not to take him seriously. They, the workmen,Take somebody seriously, 严肃地对待某事，严肃地对待某人 right? 这里采用了 be to do 结构。Be to do 结构在英文当中它有三个表达含义。First means should, secondly means must, and then it means intent. For example, 这样的一件私事是应该被避免的。Such a private thingShould be avoided. Should be avoided. 我们也可以运用 Such a private thing is to be avoided. 它的第二语义相当于 must. No students must leave school without the permission of the police. 没有警察的允许，任何一个学生都不允许离开学校，一定不要离开学校。 OK, 我们可以用 be to 来代替这里的 must.No students are to leave school without the permission of the police. Be to 第三含义表示 intend, 有意图打算。So, we intend to start our work next week. We intend to start our work next week. Let's say, we are to start our work next week.